When I first heard about cap and trade, the plan where a company can emit greenhouse gases up to a point, the cap, and then offset its emissions by investing in unpollution somewhere in the world, the trade, well, I thought, this sounds like it's worth a shot. But after some looking into it, I have my doubts. The trade part is tricky. Here's an example. I have two kids. Each will likely put 700 metric tons of carbon into the atmosphere in their lifetimes. Now, the good news is I was going to have 10 kids, but recently decided not to, thus sparing the atmosphere another 5,600 tons of carbon. At $22 a ton on the carbon market, that's $123,200. Ka-ching! I'd like that trade certificate, please. Thank you very much. But wait, you say. How do you know not having 10 kids would actually cut so much carbon emission? Well, I don't. In fact, I can't. I've asked you to invest in a counterfactual, not the real world. Maybe me and my 10 kids would be carbon neutral. It's breathtaking to realize that the fastest growing market in the world, the cap and trade market, is based on investing in counterfactuals. But there's another, even more worrisome problem with cap and trade. For a carbon offset project to earn a trade certificate, it has to show that it won't happen without the investment. So it can't be a project that's required by law, for instance, scrubbers on a smokestack, because that will happen anyway. Who's going to invest in that? But this creates an argument to not pass legislation aimed at reducing carbon emissions. Such laws would rob the unpollution industry of opportunities to attract investment. I'm all for free market forces driving innovation and risk-taking, but cap and trade instead of legislation? No thanks. Legislation protects us from the excesses of powerful interests. Speaking of excess, do you think Wall Street will trade counterfactuals more responsibly than it did mortgages? Cap and trade is the duck and cover of our day. Putting your head between your knees can't save you from a nuclear blast, and throwing money at a counterfactual is not going to stop global warming. With a perspective, I'm Andrew Page.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.